Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's cold. Temperatures in much of the eastern half of the country, 20 to 40 degrees below normal, setting records. Cherry Sansala, executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in Ely, Minnesota, says it's dropped to negative 35 degrees. That's air temperature, people, not wind chill. And she's weathering it like a Minnesotan.
Every year we experience a couple of weeks that go below zero. And right now we're in that. But other than that, it's manageable.
So some northern states are used to the cold, but temperatures are forecast to be 17 degrees in South Carolina, delaying the start of fishing in the three-day Bassmaster Classic on Lake Hartwell. And it's gone down to near freezing in South Florida, so we thought we'd check in at a zoo. Jack Mulvena is president and CEO of the Naples Zoo. And Jack, we're looking at pictures the zoo sent us. Monkeys huddled next to a heater. You've brought in 60 heat lamps?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got the heat lamps gone. But I have to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed having spent 20 years in Providence at Roger Williams Park Zoo to even have this conversation with you.
Because up in
we are dealing with cold weather here, but it's all in perspective.
Right. When you were in Providence, Rhode Island, that was a different story. But we are wondering, though, I mean, which are the animals that are the most sensitive to the cold?
Well, you know, at Naples Zoo, we have several. I can give you some examples. We actually do a really fabulous live venomous snake educational show here. We're not able to do the show because the temperatures have gotten so cold. We monitor the ground temperatures, and if they get down to, you know, 50, we don't bring the snakes out. So we actually have some animals that are not on exhibit or not part of the shows and educational programs that we typically do. With a lot of the other animals, we're just providing extra bedding, and as you noted, we've got all the heat lamps going here, even though the temps here are mid-50s today, and we've got human animals walking around in parkas. If you can believe that.
Well, I can, because actually was in your area, as you know, a little while back, and this seemed really cold that it was going down, you know, near freezing.
Yeah, we had real cold temperatures down near freezing last night. So we, in addition to the extra bedding, we had the heaters gone in the giraffe barn. And we actually have taken, you know, a few animals off exhibit, like our cotton-top tamarins that we have, you know, such concern about them, you know, never having experienced that kind of cold.
And you'd say the upright animals are there in their parkas. You look, Florida's in the business of having people come visit them from places like the Northeast where it's so cold. What's this doing, as far as you can see, to other businesses and to the area that's expecting such an influx over the school vacations?
Well, I'll tell you what happens in this market when the temperatures drop is that it's not beach weather. So a lot of the resorts and golfing and the like, you know, kind of take a little bit of a hit. On the flip side, for Naples Zoo, we find that the colder temps actually increase our attendance because people don't go to the beach. And so we had over 3,000 visitors yesterday and the day before and expect another 3,000 today, which is quite high for us. But when the options are sit on a beach and freeze or go to the, you know, beautiful Naples Zoo, we find most everybody opts for the zoo.
Well, so you had shivering visitors and shivering monkeys staring at each other. Jack Mulvena, director of the Naples Zoo in Naples, Florida, where they've had near freezing temperatures. Jack, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.